Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Merry Christmas.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with the Stockton Ports broadcaster, Tim Fitzgerald. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Oh, man. Glad to be here with you.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with the Stockton Ports broadcaster, Tim Fitzgerald. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Oh, man, glad to be here with you.
First question I have for you, tell the fans where you're from and where...
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring except Grizzlies baseball. Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for Game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to 1430 ESPN Radio, the worldwide leader in sports. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Well, the first half is over and the second half is upon us for Friday Night Baseball, and it's halfway to Grizzmas here at Chuck Chancey Park as the Grizzlies and Ports continue their series. The Grizzlies have taken 2 of the first 3 games. They come in with a record of 38-27, but the second half starts tonight, which means Fresno, they're looking to get right back on track after they've won the past 2 games. The Stockton Ports, they are 26-38, no record here in the second half as well, as both teams trying to start on the right paw to open up their 2024 second half schedules. Your Fresno Grizzlies, they have won 2 of the last 3 games, including last night's drubbing, a 10-1 win over the Stockton Ports. The Grizzlies, their offense was roaring from the very beginning. Fresno tallied 10 runs on 11 hits, 5 walks, 1 hit by pitch, and 1 Ports miscue. Every batter reached base in some capacity, which includes errors, as 7 starters notched a hit. A quartet of batters provided multi-RBI. They also scored 2 or more runs. 4 batters did so. While a trio of starters picked up multiple hits, Fresno logged 3 runs in the first inning, all with 2 outs. They scored 5 more runs in the third inning, all with 1 out. They overall had 8 runs. They brought 10 batters to the plate in that third inning as the Grizzlies found a way. They'd added another run in the 6th and another run in the 7th. As Fresno, they won their largest margin of victory so far this season, that 9-run win. Austin Emmer picked up the win after 5 innings of 1-run ball, his first professional win, and then 2 relievers finishing up the contest with 4 scoreless innings in Eduardo Fernandez and Stu Flezlin III. So the Grizzlies right back on track as tonight they give the ball to right-hander Jack Mahoney. A 3-4 record, a 3.67 ERA. He'll be countered by right-hand pitcher Jackson Finley, an 0-4 record, a 6.21 ERA. So it'll be Finley versus Mahoney for Friday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with the Stockton Ports broadcaster, Tim Fitzgerald, and we got to know all about Tim Fitzgerald and how he got his start in pro baseball and what makes him now a part of the Stockton Ports and all the players in matchups he's seen over the years. Our pregame guest is Stockton Ports broadcaster Tim Fitzgerald, and we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with the Stockton Ports broadcaster, Tim Fitzgerald. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Oh, man, glad to be here with you.
First question I have for you, tell the fans where you're from and where your love for baseball started.
Well, that will all go in together. I'm from St. Louis, and we have a crippling baseball addiction in that town, as it's referred to often. So it's that's really where it comes from. My earliest baseball memory is the very ending of the 1982 World Series. Bruce Sutter putting that one away against the Brewers. My grandfather, I was 6 years old. I'm running around the house doing six-year-old things. And my grandfather sits me down, though, and says, hey, they're about to win. Watch the very end here. And I did. And that's the very first baseball memory that has stuck with me.
So did you have a favorite player maybe growing up as well, too, especially with that memory?
Yeah, it's Ozzie Smith. That first year he's there. You know, I don't remember much of 1982, just that very ending. My grandfather sit me down for that ending. But then my entire childhood from there watching baseball is obsessed with Ozzie Smith and Willie McGee. They were kind of my big two.
Ooh, those are two players to fall in love with when it comes yeah. down to it. Yeah. So, of course, then, now where then did your love for broadcasting and the baseball communication side of things start then?
Well, you get the love of sports right away. That's happening right away. Both sides of my family into that. My dad's a great storyteller. My mom's side are performers. So you meld those things together, and, you know, that comes with that. I know a lot of people I call that my superpower, the public speaking ability. A lot of people get nervous in that situation. I'm like, hey, the bigger the crowd, the better. I thrive and live for that sort of stuff. My grandfather, same grandfather, tells a story of, actually it's my mom and my grandmother tell the story of him taking me to the golf course with him when I'm in that same age range, that 5, 6, 7 years old. And he would bring his friends around and say, hey, listen to my grandson talk about sports. And boom, there we are. So at a very early age, it starts for me of wanting to go into that path.
So then how did you then get into this career then?
Mm-hmm. Well, in college, you know, it's where you're starting to refine it. And I knew at a very early age what I wanted to do. And then I go to St. Louis University. And I'm getting involved with stuff there.
The Billikens, correct?
Yes, the Billikens, exactly. And so I'm, you know, doing some of the talk show things there on the radio station at SLU a little bit here or there, just popping on here or there. But really, in college, I'm getting sort of outside jobs. I was, in fact, working at a production truck for the Madden and Summerall crew as a 20-year-old. When they would come do NFL games. The very first game at the old dome in St. Louis, I was working in a truck for that game. Back before the internet was what it was, I had to be on the interlink giving this a conference call, basically giving stats from that game back to the studio in Los Angeles for Fox. I was working for the St. Louis Rams then shortly after that. Remember them, the St. Louis Rams?
Oh, yes.
it was in merchandise. I was an intern at KPLR TV, Channel 11. In fact, Rich Gould was my boss there, and wow. the 500th home run Ken Griffey Jr. hits in St. Louis, Rich Gould interviews him in the seats that day. So that was my first boss in this world. So I had those jobs going early in college. I had a detour out of it for a while. I took this industry is a tough nut to crack, right? So I took a safe journalism job in the health world for almost 10 years.
Wow.
I was a health journalist. And I still was writing and editing, and I learned how to do video narration there. I learned how to edit video there. It was a great, stable job for a while, and I was there almost 10 years. And then when it went away, I was like, okay, this is my – I'm going back into sports. Because during that time with the health journalism job, I was still always going to games and making demos. I'd sit in the front row of the second deck to get that press box view that we have, you know, and I was making demos there, always with the idea of, okay, I'm going to go back into this. So when I did, it was like I was 22 all over again, restarting, calling high school sports. I had a Raiders podcast that got pretty big for a while. Then I went into independent professional baseball, which was quite the ride, and it was a cool experience. Then went to college, communication, sports information director, and then here I am now at the California League.
Which is crazy to think about, too. And, of course, you have ties with Alex Jensen, the previous broadcaster mm-hmm. for the Ports. Talk about your relationship with Alex Jensen and having you help him get here, I guess.
Yeah, it actually started when I left the Vallejo Admirals of the old Pacific Association independent team, independent league. When I was leaving there, I was looking for replacements, the first year I left, I really wanted to hire who is now his wife. I wanted to hire Sam O'Brien. She decided to stick in with what she was doing at the time. I think she ended up with the Pac-12 network. The very next year, we're looking for a replacement again, and I try to hire Alex Jensen. But he gets an A's pregame gig, the A's cast. Yeah. He gets that job. I'm like, well, okay, Indy Ball can't compete with that. Take that. So, and we stay in touch. You know, I really liked him, and we stay in touch through that. And then I end up at St. Mary's, where he's calling basketball, and he went to school there, and he used to do baseball there, and now I'm the baseball guy there, and this all these, you know, connections intertwined. And so when he would fill in with the big club with the A's, I would be one of the guys he'd come to be like, hey, can you fill in for me in this series? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, that's where I get my first games with the ports, is filling in with him. And, you know, we knew each other from when I tried to hire him, and now I replace him instead, is how it goes down. It's pretty serendipitous the way it all worked out.
Absolutely. Now your first year here in the California League, it's great to have you a part of
Thank
it.
You.
But this team, you know, it's been an up-and-down year for the
sure.
ports, but there's been a lot of bright spots, and now we've seen the success in Lansing with Cole Kahn, and we've seen it from Luke Mann. Talk about the ports this season.
And, you know, when I talked to manager Javier Goddard, I've tried to pull the curtain back a little bit on what it's like managing at this level, where first and foremost, your focus is development of these individuals. You want to teach them how to play as a team. That's part of that development. But the wins, yeah, maybe they come, maybe they don't. You'd like it to happen. But it's really about development of these individual players. And, you know, the A's are a system that's... you know, they've had a lot of trades, so they're still developing, filling out their farm system. And, you know, if you're a college guy like those guys were that we're talking about, Mann and Cole Kahn, you know, they're going to kind of fast track you. You know, you're in your early 20s, and they would like early 20s cost-controlled players at the big club. That's what they need. And so you get a chance to advance, and you get a chance to see, you know, guys like that come up who are ready. You see that process they go through, you see why they were picked, and that's the focus. Is okay, there's these individuals here who have a lot of talent. I saw that from day one, my first handful of games. I'm like, there's six or seven guys here that could elevate pretty high. You know, it's a 30-man roster, and that's what, you know, why their record isn't what it what they want, but you see some of that individual talent, and that's where your focus is on how these guys develop. And had that first set of four go up already. There's two or three now that you're like, ooh, I bet these are the next guys to go up. So it's fun to watch that development, and that's what this level's about.
And what can you expect from the ports then for the rest of the season?
Second half, you know, there could be a lot of changes post-draft with new personnel. You know, right now they're a scrappy bunch. There's still three or four guys that are like, oh, there's these three or four guys could end up playing at much higher levels. It could advance two or three levels from here, maybe be big leaguers. So you're enjoying that. You focus on where they go. And there are guys who in the past month have started to fulfill that potential that I think the big clubs saw in them. You're all, oh, there it is now. After a struggle of a month and a half, you would say.
Right.
Now the Ryan Lascos, even, you know, Miles Naylor starting to come around again. You're kind of seeing, you're like, oh, there it is now. So that's the part I'm really curious about, is where some of these guys go from there that are starting to show that, the Ryan Browns and Lasco, people like that. You're like, ooh, there it is. You're kind of starting to see it now. Really curious where they go in the second half, and who maybe comes up from the complex league, who gets drafted and moves quickly, especially with the big club sitting on the number four pick. That could be interesting there. Those are the intriguing parts of the second half for the ports.
Well, let me tell you, the pesky ports are always going to give trouble to the Grizzlies. Yeah. We can't wait to see what the future holds for the ports. But thank you for taking time on this interview.
Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
And we thank Stockton Ports broadcaster Tim Fitzgerald for joining us on the pregame show. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio, the worldwide leader in sports. We also have stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice here at downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for game 4 of 6 between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Friday Night Baseball, it's halfway to Grizzmas. The promotion tonight here at the ballpark, lots of festivities as we get ready for the second half. That's right, the Grizzlies and the Ports, they finished up the first half last night, and now the second half and the push to the postseason starts tonight. As your Fresno Grizzlies, who finished the first half at 38-27, the second best record in the California League, unfortunately behind the Modesto Nuts, who won the California League North Division. The Grizzlies, lots to prove now as they look to get to the postseason. The Stockton Ports, it was a tough first half at 26-38, but the pesky Ports, as we like to call them, they are looking to start on the right foot after dropping 2 of the first 3 games of this 6-game series as we get set for baseball. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Stockton Ports, who are 26-38, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Under first-year manager Javier Godard, here's his starting lineup. Leading off and playing center field, number 9, Ryan Lasko. Batting second, the third baseman, number 11, Derek Salome. Batting third at first base, number 28, TJ Schofield Sam. Batting fourth in right field, number 8, Nate Nankill. Batting fifth, the shortstop, number 22, Miles Naylor. Batting sixth, the left fielder, number 4, Clark Elliott. Batting seventh is the DH, number 2, Nelson Beltran. Batting 8th, the catcher, number 27, Carlos Franco. And batting 9th, the second baseman, number 3, Elvis Rijo. And on the bump for the Stockton Ports is the right-hander, number 14, Jackson Finley. An 0-4 record, a 6.21 ERA. So once again, for the Ports, under manager Javier Godard, their lineup will be Lasko, Salome, Schofield, Sam, Nankill, Naylor, Elliott, Beltran, Franco, Rijo, and Finley on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies, who are 38-27. They are the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies under reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis. Here's his Toyota starting lineup. Lean off and playing center field, number 24, Caleb Hobson. Batting second at second base, number 1, Luis Mendez. Batting third at third base is number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fourth at shortstop, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting fifth, the right fielder, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting sixth in left field, number 28, Fadrio Cruz. Batting seventh at first base, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting eighth and doing the catching, number 40, Ben McCabe. And batting ninth, the DH, number 8, Tevin Tucker. And on the bump for the Fresno Grizzlies, the right-handed pitcher, number 19, Jack Mahoney. A 3-4 record, a 3.67 ERA. So once again, for your Fresno Grizzlies, under manager Steve Solis, his Toyota starting lineup, Hobson, Mendez, Perez, Wimmer, Tena, Cruz, Hinchman, McCabe, Tucker, and Mahoney on the bump. As we get set for baseball, the gift from me to you, halfway to Grizzmas here at Chuck Chansey Park. We'll be back with the national anthem and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park as we get set for first pitch here in downtown Fresno, California. Your Fresno Grizzlies and Stockton Ports get ready for the first game of the second half. The Grizzlies and Ports will fight for a postseason opportunity. The San Jose Giants, the other team, as the Modesto Nuts clinch the first half. Modesto finished 41-23 in the first half. So the Grizzlies, despite just finishing 3.5 games back of Modesto, this is a team that's ready to roar for victory as we get set for first pitch. With that being said, let's head over to our PA announcer, Brandon Guthier, as the team takes the field. We'll be back right after this.
Watch, we're so gallant.
an inspirational national anthem. Now, of course, if you're watching on Bally Live or MILB TV, you had a chance to see a sign language interpreter on the field to help out some fans that are here tonight as well. A wonderful national anthem to get us set for Friday night baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. I'm glad you could tune in on 1430 ESPN, your local leader in sports. A big thank you to Jorge back in the studios as we get set for Fresno Grizzlies baseball. You're also listening on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. For Bally Live, make sure you watch your Fresno Grizzlies all season long on Bally Live West or in the MILB zone. If you're not watching it now, download it. It's your free place to watch all minor league baseball games. As the Fresno Grizzlies get ready for battle against the Stockton Ports, and the second half almost underway as the Grizzlies and the Ports renew their rivalry this evening. Jack Mahoney gets the ball for Fresno, the right-hander, the opening night starter for the Grizzlies. He's making his 12th start of the season. Mahoney, a 3-4 record, a 3.67 ERA. The number 19 prospect in the Rockies system. He's the top prospect on this Grizzlies team. Mahoney went to South Carolina as he gets the ball tonight against the pesky Ports, the Stockton Ports, who won the opener of this six-game series. But the Grizzlies, winners of the last two games of this six-game set, they're looking to make it three in a row as Mahoney looking for a big win tonight. Halfway to Grizzmas is tonight's promotion here at the ballpark. There are a lot of people here at Chuck Chansey Park as we get set for first pitch. Again, halfway to Grizzmas, and my gift to you is some Fresno Grizzlies baseball. Jack Mahoney finishing up his warm-up pitches, and we are ready for baseball. For the Stockton Ports, center fielder Ryan Lasko will lead things off. Lasko, before being ejected in yesterday's contest, he was 1-for-3 as he will lead things off for the Ports. A beautiful night for baseball, and here comes Ryan Lasko, and we are set here at Chuck Chansey Park. My name is Steven Rice, and it's Fresno Grizzlies baseball right here on 1430 ESPN Radio. Jack Mahoney will work out the hybrid windup, and here comes tonight's first pitch. And Mahoney will throw a called strike, and we are underway at 7:13 p.m. Very late tonight, about 8 minutes behind schedule, as here comes the 0-1 from Mahoney to Lasko, and another strike that sizzles in there at 94. A beautiful night. It is 93 degrees here at first pitch as the count of no balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney, and it's called strike three, 95 miles per hour, and Lasko will head back to the bench as he is out on strikes. One batter, one strikeout as here comes the third baseman in Derek Salome. 93. It's actually 96 degrees, our official score, changing the weather tonight for first pitch. 96 degrees. We have 8 mile-per-hour winds out to right field. And, of course, we have Fresno clear skies. As there's a called strike to Derek Salome, counting no balls and one strike. As here comes the pitch and a fly ball out to right field. A long run for Tenna, and he makes the play. His momentum brings him towards the Grizzlies' bullpen for the second out. So two outs now as it brings up the first baseman in TJ Schofield, Sam. So Mahoney, two quick outs to start tonight's contest. Home plate umpire Drew Buffelli over on the bases, Chad Lagana. As Schofield, Sam strides to the dish as his first pitch is a called strike at 86 miles per hour, count at 0-1. Fresno wearing their cream unis, Fresno right across the front. As here comes the 0-1, and as a ground ball foul, quickly 0-2. Fresno in red across the front, they also have the star on the front of those jerseys. Red numbers on the back, white cap with the red bill, the California Bear Grizzly Bear logo. As here comes the 0-2, and it's outside. Count of one ball and two strikes. Stockton, they're in their dark blue unis. Stockton right across the front. White numbers on the back. They're wearing their asparagus logo caps as the 1-2 is inside. Two balls and two strikes. It's a blue cap with a blue bill. They have worn these jerseys pretty much throughout this series. Two balls, two strikes now to Schofield Sam. And it swung on and missed. And he chases a pitch outside to end the inning. A 1-2-3, top of the first for Mahoney. Let's go bat right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the park, not a creature was stirring except Fresno Grizzlies baseball. Bottom of the first inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Ports here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Caleb Hobson will lead things off as the first pitch is outside. Count of one ball and no strikes as he takes on right-hander Jackson Finley. Here comes the pitch and Hobson swing and a miss. Count of one ball and one strike. Caleb Hobson has been the best leadoff hitter Fresno could have asked for. In his first plate appearance of the game, 6 for 15 with now 7 for 16. And he looks for his first extra base hit as a leadoff hitter. He has a double, and just like that, Fresno is in business. Caleb Hobson, a leadoff double to left field. And just like that, the Grizzlies, after 10 runs last night, they're looking to get on the board early tonight as here comes Luis Mendez. As I was saying right before that hit by Hobson, he was 6 for 15 in his first plate appearance. Now 7 for 16 with 6 walks and a hit by pitch. As he is on second with no outs, as here comes the pitch to Mendez, and he takes a called strike, count at 0-1. Bottom of the first inning, no score between Stockton and Fresno. As the Grizzlies looking to score first, 3 runs in the first yesterday. As here comes the pitch from Finley and Mendez. That is a base hit in the left field. Hobson will stop at third as the left fielder in Elliott quickly throws it in. And Mendez has a single. So back-to-back hits for Fresno. 2 runners on with no outs. And now it's Andy Perez. So runners at the corners for Fresno. Hobson the runner at third, so if Perez can sky a ball here to the outfield, Fresno should take the quick lead. Mendez the runner at first. Now Andy Perez, 4 home runs, 34 RBI, looking to give Fresno an early advantage as he will take a pitch low, count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson Finley, an 0-4 record, a 6.21 ERA. So we have Jack versus Jackson tonight. here at Chuck Chancey Park. Here's the pitch, and Perez, fly ball, right field. It should be deep enough to score a run at the warning track, and making the catch is Nankill. Hobson and Mendez both advance. It's a sacrifice fly, and it's 1-0 Fresno. Andy Perez's 35th RBI of the season, and the Grizzlies have scored first. That ball just short of that home run to right field, but Perez will take the RBI. Both runners advance on the play as Hobson comes in to score, and the Grizzlies, three batters into the contest, have a 1-0 lead. As now it's Braylon Wimmer, and they're going to actually check to see if Mendez left early at first. He did not. He's now the runner at second with one out, as the Grizzlies an early advantage tonight. Here comes the pitch to Braylon Wimmer. Now a check on Mendez. He's back safely with a head-first dive. Braylon Wimmer, though, he has had a nice little hit streak brewing, a four-game hit streak where he's batting .471. Team leader in home runs with six, as here comes the first pitch from Finley. And Wimmer will take a called strike count at 0-1. Braylon Wimmer, like tonight's pitcher for Fresno in Mahoney, went to South Carolina, drafted by the Rockies in the eighth round in 2023. As here comes the 0-1, and Wimmer, ground ball to short, deep in the hole. A deep throw is made in time by Naylor for the second out. It goes 6-3, and Wimmer is retired. So now two outs, and here comes Felix Tena. Tena has been trouble for any opponent over the past 24 games. He has reached base safely in 24 straight games dating back to May 18th. He has at least one hit in 23 of those 24 games. As here comes the pitch to him, it's outside, count at 1-0. Tena currently riding an 11-game hit streak. And if he gets a hit tonight, we'll tie his 12-game hit streak that literally happened just a couple weeks ago. As here comes the 1-0, and Tena, swing and a miss, count at 1-1, went after the breaking ball from Finley. Tena, in his 24-game on-base streak, is 32-for-94, batting .340 with 11 extra base hits. Here comes the 1-1 to Tena. And it is swung on and missed, count at 1-2. Tena also has 17 RBI, 11 runs. He also has been beaned by four pitches. As Tena now with two outs and a runner at second, looking to extend this Grizzlies advantage. 1-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the first. As here comes the 1-2 outside, two balls and two strikes. As Finley trying to get Tena to chase after the fastball at 96 miles per hour. Felix Tena has been seeing beach balls at the plate. As here is the 2-2. And it's way outside, and it gets away from the catcher. And not being able to find it is Franco, as Mendez will gallop to third. And it's a wild pitch. So now runner at third with two outs. And Tena, a base hit, would still bring in Mendez, who had the single in his first at-bat just a couple batters ago. So a wild pitch, runner at third here with two outs. As Finley comes set, and Tena, high chopper, it's going to be a tough play. Here comes the second baseman, Rio, an off-balance throw, and it's in time to get Tena, and that will end the inning. But a leadoff double and then a sacrifice fly from Andy Perez gives the Grizzlies a 1-0 lead. We head to the top of the second. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the second inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Stockton here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Jack Mahoney will take on Nate Nankill here in the top of the second inning. Glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball. The Grizzlies 0-5 at home on Friday nights as they look to turn the page tonight. As that pitch is low, count of one ball and no strikes. From right-hand pitcher Jack Mahoney, a 3-4 record, a 3.67 ERA. As there's a fastball grooved in there at 93, count at 1-1. Mahoney making his 11th start of this season. His third against the Ports, though. As here's the 1-1, that's low, two balls and a strike. Mahoney, a 1-0 record, a 0.77 ERA against Stockton. Picked up California League Pitcher of the Week after his outing against the Ports on April 19th at Banner Island Ballpark. Here comes the 2-1 and a chopper to third. On a couple bounces, Perez over to first in time, and it goes 5-3 for the first out. And Miles Naylor now to the dish. But six scoreless innings, two hits, one walk, five Ks. The Grizzlies won 9-0. Last night, Fresno winning 10-1. So those two games were their widest margin of victories here in 2024. As Mahoney, great success, and now with an early lead, would like to continue. As here's a ground ball back to the catcher in McCabe. And McCabe quickly from his crouch makes the play. And it goes 2-3 and two outs now as here comes left fielder Clark Elliott. Chauncey Gold has given away $1 million with a Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed. As that's a called strike to Elliott, count it 0-1. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. Quickly, no balls and two strikes as Mahoney looking for a punch out. Here comes the 0-2 from the right-hander. And it is outside, one ball and two strikes. They're on June 21st, game four of this six-game series. Here comes the 1-2 and a chopper to second. And now up with it is the second baseman in Mendez. Oh, to first in time. And Mahoney, six up and six down. We head to the bottom of the second. Grizzlies looking for more runs right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Stockton. As the Grizzlies deck the halls in the bottom of the first with a run. As now, Fajardo Cruz will lead things off in the count at 1-0. As Fajardo Cruz, 3 great games for him as here comes the pitch, a ground ball to first, and up with it is the first baseman Schofield Sam as he beats Cruz to the bag. It goes 3 unassisted for the first out. As Cruz is retired, and here comes first baseman in Jason Hinchman. So one out here in the bottom of the second inning. So the Grizzlies, an early run here on halfway to Grismas. That's right. You heard the deck the halls pun as that pitch is inside. Count at 1-0. But the Grizzlies looking for a gift to start the second half as they've won 2 of the first 3 games of this series. As that swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. As Hinchman now trying to get on base with one out here in the bottom of the second inning. As there's a pitch just outside, 2-0. Drew Buffelli's the home plate umpire. Chad Lagana on the bases. Jason Hinchman, he has 2 home runs this year. Here's the 2-1, and he flies one. This is towards the catcher in foul territory, and it is caught by the catcher, Franco, for the second out. As he throws the ball behind his back after recording the putout. So 2 aways now as here comes the catcher in Ben McCabe. After the catcher, Carlos Franco made a nice play. So now 2 outs here in the bottom of the second, and it's Ben McCabe. McCabe, he has not picked up a hit over his last 8 games, an 0-for-25 skid, as he will take a called strike, count at 0-1. As Ben McCabe trying to get on base now with 2 outs here in the second inning off of Jackson Finley, as that swung on and missed, counted 0-2. Ben McCabe, the UCF product. He is 24 years old, born in Sarasota, Florida. Here comes the 0-2 to McCabe. And it is outside. Count of 1-2. McCabe, 6 feet, 185 pounds, drafted by the Rockies in the 9th round in 2023. Here comes the 1-2, and McCabe, swing and a miss, and Finley, a 1-2-3, bottom of the second. We head to the third, 1-0 Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the third inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Stockton, as Jack Mahoney will take on Nelson Beltran here in the third inning. So far, Mahoney 6 up and 6 down. As he will wind and deal, here's the pitch, and it's inside and off the glove of McCabe. Count at 1-0. Mahoney is 6'3", 205 pounds, 22 years old, born in Algonquin, Illinois. A third-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023 out of the University of South Carolina. As there's a called strike, count at 1-1. Mahoney, a good fastball that can reach the mid to upper 90s. As the pitch is just outside and a little bit low, count at 2-2. Mahoney also sports a slider, curveball, a sinker, and a changeup. As here's the 2-1 offering, and that is a called strike on the inside portion of the dish. Count at 2-2. So Mahoney now looking for his third punch out of the game. As here comes the pitch, and it is just outside. Mahoney was looking to paint that corner. Now 3-2. As here comes the pitch to Nelson Beltran. And it's a line drive out to center field. Coming in quickly and making the shoestring catch is center fielder Caleb Hobson, as he made up a lot of ground there for the first out. One away now as here comes the catcher in Carlos Franco. As the Grizzlies looking for another clean inning. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or give them a call, 559-435-6263 today. As that ball is punished foul, counted no balls and 2 strikes. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. Here comes a pitch from Mahoney and a ground ball. Backhand by Wimmer at short. The off-balance throw is in time for the second out. It goes 6-3 as here comes second baseman in Elvis Rijo. So Rijo now looking to get on, the 9-hole hitter for the Ports. We're in the top of the third. 1-0 Fresno leads Stockton. Glad you could join us for game 4 of 6. The Grizzlies, they are 12-3 against Stockton this year. As here's a ground ball in the backhand again by Wimmer. Another off-balance throw. The dig! And Hinchman stays on the base for the out. What a job on both sides of the ball. And Mahoney, 9 up, 9 down. We head to the bottom of the third. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Bottom of the third inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Stockton here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. First pitch to Tevin Tucker is swung on and miscounted 0-1 against Jackson Finley. The right-hander for the Ports, 6'4", 222 pounds for the 23-year-old, as there's a call strike quickly 0-2. Jackson Crow Finley, born in Savannah, Georgia, went to Georgia Tech. The former Yellow Jacket was selected by the Athletics in the 8th round in 2023. As the 0-2 is outside, count of 1-2. Finley making his 14th appearance, 8th start of the year. 37 2/3 innings for the right-hander. It's count of 1-2. Finley winds and deals, and that is outside. 2-2. Tevin Tucker, the DH for the Grizzlies tonight, back in the 9-hole spot after a 3-RBI game yesterday. As that is outside, count now at 3-2. Tevin Tucker looking to get on base. As Finley is ready to go, here comes the 3-2, and that is outside, 4, and Tucker will head down to first. So a wild pitch on that 3-2. It's a walk, but the ball getting away from the catcher, Franco, as now it brings up the center fielder, Caleb Hobson. Hobson was on the nice list in the first at-bat, a double and a run scored, as he will look to do the same thing right here against Finley. As the Grizzlies lead 1-0. Here comes the pitch, and he looks to bunt, and it goes just foul down the third baseline. Counted 0-1. Caleb Hobson, this is his 23rd game at the top of the Grizzlies lineup. He has reached base 50 times in 106 plate appearances. Hobson, in 9 of his 22 games so far, has made it on base 3 or more times, and he has scored 26 runs. As here comes the 0-1 as Tucker leads from first. Finley looks back, and that is a called strike. Now 0-2. Good fastball from Finley at 95. So now Hobson will have to protect. Hobson, 2 home runs, 16 RBI for the UT Martin product. And now a check on Tucker, and a good move would have gotten him as Tucker was a little bit late on that dive. Count still remains at 0-2 as Tucker stays alive. As he takes his lead, wearing that oven mitt on his hand. Here comes the 0-2, big hole on the right side, and Hobson will take strike 3 called. 95 at the upper part of the zone. That's the second strikeout for Finley. And the first out of the inning, as it brings up second baseman Luis Mendez, 1-for-1 with a single, as we have a mound visit from the catcher in Franco. Hummus Republic, voted Fresno's best Mediterranean restaurant, with 2 locations in Fresno, 1 right here in downtown Fresno at 2424 Tulare Street, and another that just opened up on Palm and Knees next to GB3. Hummus Republic Fresno, modern Mediterranean food, pitas, bowls, wraps, two Fresno locations. Here comes the pitch to Mendez. There goes Tucker. Pitch is low. The throw to second is not in time. And Tucker has a stolen base. So now runner at second with one out. Count at 1-0 to Mendez. That ball was a bang-bang play, but Tucker has his sixth stolen base of the season in 8 attempts. As now Mendez, another chance for a base hit as he will line one foul. Count at 1-1. By the way, you can find Hummus Republic on Instagram and Facebook at Hummus Republic Fresno. And we thank Hummus Republic for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and tonight's Press Box Food here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the 1-1, and here's a ground ball to second. Tucker will head to third, and Mendez is retired for the second out. It goes 4-3, but Tucker now is at third base, as here comes the third baseman and Andy Perez. Perez, a sacrifice fly in his first at-bat, picked up the lone RBI of this game so far. Now if Perez can drive one here, could possibly make it 2-3. Here comes the pitch, and Perez, that's a little liner out to center field. A long run, and it drops in front of the center fielder, Lasco. It's an RBI single, and Perez has two RBIs tonight, and the Grizzlies lead 2-0. So Andy Perez has both RBI tonight as he drives in another run, and just like that, Fresno jingling all the way for another run. That is the first hit of this inning, third hit overall for Fresno, and a run as Tucker comes in to score, and now it's Braylon Wimmer who's 0-1. As that's outside, now check on Perez. He's back safely at first. Here in the bottom of the third inning, glad you could join us. 2-0, Fresno leads Stockton. Tucker scored the run after a walk, stolen base, got to third on the ground out, and then the RBI single from Perez, as that's outside. 2-0 to Wimmer. So Andy Perez now 36 RBI. And he has one of three hits. Caleb Hobson a double. Luis Mendez a single. As here's the 2-0. A check on Perez. He's back safely. Count remains at 2-0. So Finley, he's allowed a trio of hits, a pair of runs, one walk. He also has 2 strikeouts. As he will come set. Here comes his 2-0. There goes Perez. The pitch is way inside. The throw is offline, and it gets into center field. Perez sees that, and he will trot to third. It's going to be a stolen base for Perez, and then E2 on Franco, the Ports catcher. So now a run, a hit, and an error, and Perez, he's at third with 2 outs, and Wimmer, with a 3-0 count, has an opportunity to make it 3-0 here in the bottom of the third. Can Wimmer drive in a run? Here comes the pitch, and a ground ball. It's a tough play, and it gets a left field, a base hit. Wimmer has an RBI single. He takes a big turn at first base as Perez comes in to score, and it's 3-0 Grizzlies here in the third. So that error ends up costing the Ports as Wimmer drives in the run, an RBI single. Second run and a hit as well. I believe that's right now an unearned run towards the line of Finley. Runner at first with 2 outs as Felix Tena, who's 0-1, strides to the dish. So the Grizzlies lead 3-0 here in the bottom of the third. It is a hit and an RBI for Wimmer. For Braylon Wimmer, that is RBI number 29 on the season. And the Grizzlies getting the job done. It started with the bottom of the lineup, Tevin Tucker turning it over to the top of this Grizzlies lineup. And then production, Mendez, that ground out spelled trouble for the Ports as they had to keep Perez off base. And then Perez getting around the bases after the Braylon Wimmer RBI single. So now Felix Tena, who as we mentioned earlier, a 24-game on-base streak. As here comes the first pitch to Tenna. 3-0 Grizzlies. There goes Wimmer. The throw to second is online, and Wimmer's safe. That was also super close, but Fresno, they're running tonight on Franco. Wimmer's now 11 for 11 in stolen bases, and now he is in scoring position with two outs. So runner at second with two outs, and Tenna, the count of no balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch from Finley, and it swung on and missed, counted 0-2. Tenna has chased a couple sliders from Finley as he's looking to lock in right now. No balls, two strikes. Finley comes set around the belt. Here's his offering, and Tenna swing and a miss on an elevated fastball, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies scored two runs on two hits and an error, an RBI single for Andy Perez, and an RBI single for Braylon Wimmer. We head to the fourth. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa! There's 15 other Toyota hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 3-0 Fresno leads Stockton as Jack Mahoney takes on Ryan Lasco, who's 0-for-1, was caught looking back in the first inning. As Mahoney ready to go, here comes his first pitch, and it's a called strike count and no balls and one strike. Glad you could tune in on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. Also, MILB TV, as that ball is popped foul. Quickly, no balls and two strikes as Mahoney looking for his third punch out of the game. Mahoney ready to go as here comes the 0-2. And it's high for a ball, count of one ball and two strikes. From Jack Mahoney, as we said, making his third start against the Ports. Last time out for Mahoney was June 14th versus Rancho Cucamonga, as that ball runs inside and Lasco dodges it, count of 1-2. Actually, it's two balls and two strikes. But Mahoney, six scoreless innings his last outing against the Quakes. Two hits, two walks, and six Ks. As here's a ground ball. That's the shortstop Wimmer over to first in time as Wimmer stays with the hard hit ball. It goes 6-3 for the first out as it brings up third baseman and Derek Salome. So Mahoney currently, he has 9 scoreless innings right now as he has retired the first 10 tonight. And now it's Derek Salome who had a big RBI single for the Ports, their only run last night at the bottom of their lineup. Here comes the pitch, and that is a pop-up that will drift foul. Count of no balls and one strike. As Jack Mahoney, the former South Carolina product, a former two-way player, trying to pick up another out. As here comes the 0-1 to Salome. And a foul ball quickly, 0-2. Mahoney spent 3 years at South Carolina, attended St. Viator High School in Arlington Heights, Illinois. He won a state championship where he was teammates with Chicago Bears tight end Cole Kmet. Here's the 0-2, and that is a ground ball off of Mahoney's glove to second. Mendez is there, and he puts it away. It's going to go 1-4-3 for the second out. And with two away, here comes first baseman T.J. Schofield Sam. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. As Mahoney will get a new baseball, and it did go off the glove of Mahoney, and Mendez was right there backing him up. The Grizzlies' defense sounds so far. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney outside, count at 1-0. A very silent night for the Ports offense as Mahoney has been putting them to sleep. Bedtime stories as Santa Claus is waiting to show up as here's a line drive out to center field. Hobson dives, and he makes an unbelievable play. Caleb Hobson makes the final out of the fourth inning, and just like that, Mahoney, 12 up, 12 down. We head to the bottom of the fourth, 3-0 Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 3-0 Fresno leads Stockton, as Fadro Cruz will lead things off against Jackson Finley. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. As Cruz takes a strike, count at 0-1. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. As that pitch is outside, count now 2-2. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. Here comes the pitch to Cruz. And Cruz will swing and miss. Count at 2-2. 2-2. We'll see if the scoreboard has it right here at the ballpark. So 2-2 to Fadrio Cruz. Here comes the pitch. And Cruz, a line drive base hit in a right field as Cruz is now 1-for-2. He continues to pound the baseball. As that's the fifth hit for Fresno. And Cruz right to the right side again. Yesterday, Cruz had 2 hits. He also had a walk, 2 RBI, and 2 runs scored. And now a leadoff single as here comes first baseman Jason Hinchman. Hinchman 0-for-1 with a pop-up. As Cruz, great lead over there at first. And now a check on Cruz. He's back safely. Cruz also had a stolen base in yesterday's win. Fresno won 10-1. They lead 3-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Yes, here comes the pitch to Hinchman, and it's a called strike. Good breaking ball. Count it 0-1 from Jackson Finley. So runner at first with no outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Glad you could join us. Here comes the 0-1 as Cruz, he's off to second. The throw, and it is in time, and he is out at second. And that is the first out of the inning as Cruz couldn't believe it. It goes 2-4 on the caught stealing. Great tag by the second baseman in Rio. As Cruz couldn't believe it as he pounds his fist into the ground for the first out. And now Hinchman will take a pitch outside. Looked like a curveball from Finley. Count now at 1-2. So 2-4 on the caught stealing. Here's the pitch to Hinchman, and he will fly one. This is, again, in foul territory. And now in fair territory, the first baseman, Schofield Sam, stays with it for the second out. So both times, Hinchman, high pop-ups. And unfortunately, no results from it. It's two outs now for catcher Ben McCabe, who's 0-1. Bottom of the fourth inning, 3-0. Fresno leads Stockton. Modesto, San Jose underway at John Thurman Field, top of the fifth with no score. As that's outside, count of 1-0. Visalia trailing Lake Elsinore 4-3. That's just up the road. And then Rancho Cucamonga leads Inland Empire 4-1 in the sixth. As there is a pitch low to McCabe, counted 2 balls and no strikes. The Grizzlies and the Ports starting the second half tonight. The Grizzlies, a 38-27 overall record as McCabe swing and a miss, counted 2-1. The second best record in the California League. To put in perspective, the Storm won the South Division with a .500 record. Here comes the pitch, and McCabe takes it outside. 3 balls and a strike. So the Grizzlies, who finished 11 games over .500, they are not in the postseason yet. They will have to fight for the remainder of this second half and find a way to get in. As here is the 3-1, and it is a called strike. Count it 3-2. That was the upper part of the zone as McCabe was ready to go down to first base. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. As Jackson Finley takes on Ben McCabe. Finley will wind and deal, and it is called strike 3, and McCabe is out. That ends the inning. We head to the top of the fifth. 3-0 Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of 2 certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 3-0. Fresno leads Stockton. as Nate Nankill will lead things off against Jack Mahoney. Mahoney has set down 12 in a row. As Nate Nankill will lead things off against right-hand pitcher Jack Mahoney. Mahoney, a 3-4 record, a 3.67 ERA. Here comes the pitch from the righty, and that is a called strike count at 0-1. Manco Abbott and Le Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Here's a fly ball deep center field. Hobson racing back. He will make the catch just shy of the outfield wall for the first out. So one away as the center fielder Hobson has made nice back-to-back plays. As here comes shortstop Miles Naylor. But again, is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. As that is just outside, count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Top of the fifth inning here on June 21st, Friday Night Baseball. Friday Night Fireworks presented by Hotel Piccadilly following the conclusion of tonight's game. Here in the top of the fifth inning, Mahoney ready to go. Here comes his 2-1. And a chopper to third. Perez is up with it. The throw to first is in time as Hinchman stays on the bag. He had to corral that ball on the ground. And that goes 5-3 for the second out. As here comes left fielder Clark Elliott, who's 0-1. So now Mahoney has set down 14 in a row. As the right-hander working out of that hybrid windup. It's where he's facing more like he's in the stretch position, but then will bring his foot back and start into a windup. As there's a strike, the count at 0-1. Jack Mahoney, he's actually calling his pitches now, something he didn't do in college at South Carolina. As here's a pop-up out to left field. A long run for the left fielder Cruz near the Ports bullpen. He makes the catch as there goes some dirt, and that ends the inning. Jack Mahoney, 15 up, 15 down. We head to the bottom of the fifth right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 3-0 Fresno leads Stockton. As the first pitch will hit Tevin Tucker, who is on again. He walked in his previous at-bat, and now a hit-by-pitch as Caleb Hobson will stride to the dish. So a hit-by-pitch, the first one of Finley tonight, as there's action now in the Ports bullpen. Looks like a right-hander starts to get loose. As here comes the first pitch from Jackson Finley to Caleb Hobson, and that is a called strike. Count at 0-1. Hobson 1-for-2, a double and a run scored. Runner at first with no outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Tucker, great lead over there at first. Here comes a pitch to Hobson, and he swings and misses. 95 elevated. The count of no balls and two strikes. Finley, blonde hair from the back of his blue cap. Looking for his second punch out against Hobson and his fifth overall tonight. No balls, two strikes as Tucker, good lead again over at first base. And now a check on him. He's back safely. Grizzlies manager and first base coach Steve Solis telling Tucker to get back. The third base coach is Grizzlies bench coach Cesar Galvez. As here comes the 0-2, and Hobson, line drive, base into left field. He's now 2-for-3 as Tucker will put on the brakes at second. And so now two runners on with nobody out for Luis Mendez, who's 1-for-2 with a single. That is the sixth hit for Fresno. They had 11 hits last night. And now Hobson has reached base twice with a pair of knocks. So now first and second with no outs. And Luis Mendez, maybe he'll lay down a bunt right here. As here's a bunt, and it's a good one. The throw to third is going to be late, though. And everybody's safe. Tevin Tucker got there before the throw from Jackson Finley, and everybody is safe. And just like that, here comes RBI man in Andy Perez. So Hobson gets to second. Tucker beats the throw to third. Mendez is on. As here comes Andy Perez, 1-for-1. He has 2 RBI. He also has a run scored. It's going to be a sack bunt and a fielder's choice. So no hit on the play, but it is a sack bunt. So now bases loaded, no outs, and the Grizzlies looking to extend their lead. As that is down the line and a foul ball. Just foul. The Grizzlies were looking to go on their merry way. Possibly would have cleared the bases. Instead, the count at 0-1. Bottom of the fifth inning, 3-0 Fresno leads Stockton. Andy Perez batting .275 on the season. So bases loaded. There are no outs. Perez at the dish as he will ground one into right field, a base hit. That scores one. Here comes Hobson. Andy Perez has a throw to third. Perez going to second. No one's there. Perez, he is 2-for-2. He's got all 4 RBI so far. And just like that, Fresno has extended their lead. He actually has 4 of the 5 RBI. Braylon Wimmer, who comes to the plate, has the other one. So Andy Perez, a 2 RBI single. Mendez gets to third. Perez takes second on the throw. And now it's Braylon Wimmer with runners at second and third and no outs. 5-0 Grizzlies as that pitch is outside. Count at 1-0. So Tucker, after the hit by pitch, he scores his second run. Hobson scores his second run as well. It's the second hit for Perez. 2 runs for Fresno this inning. As the pitch to Wimmer is a called strike. And the count at 1-1. So runners at second and third, still no outs. The first 4 batters this inning have reached. The Grizzlies lead 5-0. Andy Perez has 4 RBI. He is 2-for-2 on the night, as that is low and outside. Counted two balls and a strike. So the Grizzlies lead 5-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Braylon Wimmer 1-for-2 with an RBI single. He also has stolen a base. The Grizzlies have 3 stolen bases tonight. Here comes the 2-1, and that is a called strike. Count it 2-2. Good fastball there from Jackson Finley. So 2 balls, 2 strikes as the infield in for Stockton. Here comes the pitch from Finley. And Wimmer takes it outside. The count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Felix Tena awaits on deck. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer. And he grounds one right back up the middle, a base hit. That scores one. Here comes Perez. He will score two. And it's 7-0. Braylon Wimmer, a 2-RBI single. He's got 3 RBI. Perez has 4. And the Grizzlies have extended their lead here in the fifth inning. Braylon Wimmer now 2-for-3 as he has a 2-RBI single. And here comes manager Javier Godard. We'll have a pitching change right after this. Don't go anywhere. The Grizzlies lead 7-0.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning still, 7-0 Grizzlies. As a runner at first with no outs, Felix Tena will take on TJ Sizz. As the first pitch is outside, count at 1-0. Tena 0-for-2 with a punch out. As the Grizzlies looking to extend their lead, all 5 batters this inning have reached. As that's outside, the count now 2 balls and no strikes. The line is not done yet for Jackson Finley as Wimmer is a part of his final line. Felix Tena, though, looking to extend his on-base streak. Here comes the pitch, and Tena swing and a miss. Count at 2-1. Fresno scored 4 runs this inning. They had 2 in the 3rd, 1 in the 1st. So 1-0-2-0-4. 7 runs on 8 hits for the Grizzlies. As here comes the 2-1. And Tena, ground ball, this could be 2. Tough play, Naylor though, 6-4-3, a double play. And Tena is retired. 2 outs now. As Tena's 0-for-3, something we don't say very often. As Wimmer is out as well. So now 2 outs. And that will also end the line for Jackson Finley. So Finley, 4 innings, 8 hits, 7 runs, 6 earned, 1 walk, 1 hit by pitch, and 4 punch-outs. As the first pitch is outside to Fodrio Cruz, and the count of 1-0, 0 strikes. Great job by Naylor to turning that double play. Stayed with the in-between hop. As that's high, 2-0, 0 strikes from the right-hander TJ Cizz, C-Z-Y-Z. But Naylor, the top prospect on this Ports team, the top prospects in the athletic system, shows off the glove. As that is inside, 3-0, 0 strikes. From right-hander TJ Cizz, 6'2", 175 pounds. Back for another year with the Ports. Cizz known for a curveball that can register in the 3,000s for the RPM. As he will throw a 3-0 strike, count at 3-0, 1 strike. But the Grizzlies looking for their first Friday home win of 2024. As that's high, 4, a 2-out walk as Cruz has reached now twice. And that's the second walk issued by Ports pitching. As here comes the first baseman in Jason Hinchman. So 7-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Hello to Dominic listening right now as he is bowling. And the Grizzlies right now, they've been able to find their way tonight. Down to 0-1 strike. As here comes the pitch, and that is outside. Count of 1-0, 1 strike to Jason Hinchman. Jason Hinchman, he's 0-2 with a pair of pop-ups. We're here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It is 7-0 Fresno. Cizz looks back the runner. His offering to Hinchman is outside. The count now at 2-0, 1 strike. So 2-0, 1 strike as Cizz comes set around the belt. Here's the pitch, and it's high. 3-0, 1 strike. Fresno right now, they've been hitting on all cylinders over the past 2 games. 17 runs over the last 2 nights. That's on 19 hits. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. 4. Back-to-back walks with 2 outs. Cruz will skedaddle to second. Hinchman waltzes to first. Second walk issued by Cizz, and the 9th batter this inning in Ben McCabe. McCabe 0-2 with 2 punch-outs. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the bottom of the fifth. As Ben McCabe now to the dish, 2 runners on and a pair of outs. As McCabe, he will check his swing, and the ball gets away, and both runners now trying to advance. The throw to third, and it is not in time as Cruz gets there. He was heading back all the way to second, realized the ball went away. The runner at first, Hinchman, said to Cruz, go, and then Cruz did go, and the throw was just too late. What a weird turn of events for Cruz. As he gets in there on the wild pitch. So now runners at the corners here with 2 outs. And McCabe looks to bring him in as there is a ball. And the count now at 2-0, 0 strikes here in the bottom of the 5th inning. On June 21st. As McCabe swing and a miss, count at 2-1. Ben McCabe, he's been a little bit of a drought at the dish. But so far, he's caught a great game tonight from right-hand pitcher Jack Mahoney. Mahoney watching as his offense putting in some work. Here comes the 1-1 as McCabe ground ball to short. Naylor's up with it. Over to second. That will end the inning. But the Grizzlies score four runs, which includes a pair of two RBI singles from Perez and Wimmer. They have combined for all seven RBI. We head to the sixth right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the sixth inning, 7-0 Fresno leads Stockton. As Jack Mahoney on the bump, as the first pitch is a called strike to Nelson Beltran. He's 0-for-1 with a flyout. Glad you could join us. 7-0 Grizzlies here at Chuck Chansey Park. Here comes the pitch, and that is outside. Count of 1-1. The Grizzlies, a long bottom of the fifth inning where they scored four runs. Nine batters came to the plate. So Mahoney, who sat for a bit, now will throw the ball in a backhand by the second baseman Mendez. Over to first, and it's in time. 4-3. That was a bang-bang play as Mendez gets the throw over in time to get the speedy Beltran. As here comes the catcher and Carlos Franco, 0-for-1. Franco grounded out to short his last time up. Heads up, Grizzlies fans, starting June 1st, Chuck Chansey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. Quickly, 0-2 to Franco as Mahoney, a couple good pitches down in the zone. No balls in two strikes. Here's his offering and a line drive and a base hit to center. And the perfect game is over as there is a single for Franco, the first base runner for Stockton, as here comes second baseman Elvis Rio. So Jack Mahoney retired the first 16 batters tonight. As now he takes on Rio, who grounded out to short his last time at the dish. As Mahoney will come set. Here comes the pitch, and it's a called strike, counted 0-1. By the way, for the clear bag policy, all bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. A broken back ground ball to short. Wimmer picks it up. The throw to first, plenty in time as Franco will get to second. It goes 6-3 for the second out as a runner in scoring position for center fielder Ryan Lasko. Again, thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chancy Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. As Mahoney, a mound visit here between him and McCabe, trying to make sure they're on the same page with a runner at second, possibly working on signs. That is a very productive mound visit from McCabe. McCabe, despite 0-for-3 at the dish, he has called a great game with Mahoney. As the right-hander will come set, here comes the pitch from the former South Carolina Gamecock, and it's inside Lasko, count at 1-0. Ryan Lasko, born in Jackson, New Jersey, a second-round draft pick by the Athletics in 2023. Here comes the 1-0 to him from Mahoney, and it swung on and foul tipped into the glove of McCabe, count at 1-1. Lasko trying to get on base. He'll be the leadoff hitter for the majority of this second half until he's called up by the Athletics to High A Lansing. Count of 1-1. The pitch and a ground ball to third. Andy Perez, the throw to first is plenty in time. And Jack Mahoney has another 6 scoreless innings. He allows his first hit, though. Let's score some more runs right after this.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of 2 certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of 2 certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the 6th inning, 7-0. The Grizzlies lead the Ports as Tevin Tucker will lead things off against the new Stockton right-hander and Alejandro Manzano. As the first pitch is a strike, count at 0-1. Tevin Tucker, a walk, hit by pitch, stolen base, and 2 runs scored as he will line one down the left field line, a base hit. He has a single, now looking for 2, takes a big turn, the throw is late, and Tucker has a leadoff double. For the 3rd time in this game, Tucker has a leadoff man on. So it's the 2nd double for Fresno in this game, and the Grizzlies up to 9 hits now. As it brings up Caleb Hobson, who's 2-for-3, a double, single, and 2 runs scored. So Tevin Tucker doing his job at the bottom of the lineup. As here comes the pitch to Hobson, and that is a called strike, count at 0-1. Let's see if Hobson can gift Tucker with his 3rd run. Against the right-hander Alejandro Manzano, 6'2", 165 pounds, from Mérida, Venezuela. Here comes the 0-1, and Hobson takes a called strike, quickly 0-2. But Caleb Hobson takes on a very good right-hander who signed by the Athletics as an international free agent in 2021. Here comes the 0-2, and it's outside, count of 1-2. Bottom of the sixth inning, 7-0 Fresno. Glad you could tune in on 1430 ESPN Radio. We'll be back on the radio tomorrow night. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike three. And Hobson caught looking as he was upset with the call from Drew Buffelli. That's the second strikeout towards Hobson. The first strikeout, though, for Manzano. And with one away, here comes Luis Mendez. Mendez tonight 1-for-2. He has a run as he will foul off the first pitch. Count at 0-1. Runner at second with one out as the Grizzlies 4 runs back in that fifth inning. They have 7 runs tonight as they're looking for another big win. Great crowd tonight for halfway to Grizzmas. As that is inside, count now 1-1. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Here's a chopper to second. Up with it is the second baseman in Rio on a first in time. And over to third is Tucker. So 2 outs now as it brings up the third baseman in Andy Perez. Perez 2-for-2 with 4 RBI tonight. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com. Here comes the pitch to Perez, and he will line one out to left field, but playable, and it will be caught on the run by the left fielder in Elliott. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the 6.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the seventh inning, 7-0. The Grizzlies lead the Ports. Again, we want to say for Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. As there is a strike from Mahoney, count at 1-1. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the 7th. Here's a pitch from Mahoney and a ground ball to third. Perez on a couple bounces. The throw to first in time. It goes 5-3, and Salome is now 0-3. As here comes first baseman TJ Schofield Sam. He's 0-2. He was robbed of extra bases by Caleb Hobson in his previous at-bat. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, or top of the seventh inning, excuse me. Top of the seventh inning. Yeah, Schofield Sam gets ready. Here's the pitch from Mahoney, and it is inside. Count of one ball and no strikes. So Jack Mahoney, a career-high 7 innings on May 10th. And now looking to tie that tonight as there's a called strike. Quickly, one ball and one strike. Mahoney, just 2 punch-outs, and both were in the first inning. We talked to him on the pregame show yesterday, and he said his goal was to continue to get Grizzlies W's, as right now Fresno in line with a 7-0 lead. Count of 2 balls and a strike as Mahoney ready to go. Here comes the 2-1, and it is a ground ball too short. Wimmer's up with it. The throw to first in time for the out. It goes 6-3, and this Grizzlies defense has had an outstanding game. So with 2 outs, here comes right fielder Nate Nankill, who's 0-2. So Mahoney, the least amount of hits so far allowed by him are 2 against Stockton and his last start against Rancho Cucamonga. Looking for another scoreless outing. As here comes the pitch, and that is just outside. Count at 1-0. So Mahoney, 12 2/3 innings. As here comes the 1-0 of scoreless baseball, and that is swung on a miss. Count at 1-1, and Mahoney, not a lot of punch-outs over his past couple of outings. He had 6 last week against the Quakes, and only 2 tonight. Here comes the pitch, and it's low. Count now at 2 balls and a strike. 2 outs here in the top of the 7th inning. Glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We will have Friday Night Fireworks playing in the background. As here comes the 2-1, and that's a strike. Now 2-2. San Jose leads Modesto 1-0, but they have the bases loaded with 1 out in the 7th inning. Visalia leads Lake Elsinore 6-4. They're in the bottom of the 7th. And the Quakes all over the 66ers 5-1 in the 8th. As that is low, 3 balls, 2 strikes. As Nankill trying to reach base. Nankill sporting a little bit of a mustache. Jack Mahoney trying to pick up another 1-2-3 inning. He has faced 1 over the minimum. As that is a ground ball down the third baseline and foul. Count remains 3 balls and 2 strikes. Glad you could join us tonight on 1430 ESPN Radio. Big thank you to Jorge back in the studios. You can also catch Phil Bonanni on Behind the Bench at every Monday, where the Grizzlies will go on and talk about the upcoming series. As here comes the pitch, and a liner just foul again. Count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mahoney, a long at bat now with Nankill. A lot of these Ports batters putting the ball in play, though. They've not been able to find a lot of holes in his defense. So count now at 3 balls, 2 strikes. Mahoney winds and deals. And it is called strike 3. And that's his 3rd punch out of the game. He has tied a career high with 7 scoreless innings. We head to the stretch here at Chertansey Park. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonanni with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of 2 certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the seventh inning, 7-0. Fresno leads Stockton as Braylon Wimmer will lead things off. He's 2-for-3 with 3 RBI tonight. Here comes the pitch from Alejandro Manzano. It's a called strike, count at 0-1. So Braylon Wimmer and Andy Perez have combined for all 7 RBI tonight. The middle of this Grizzlies lineup is there's a strike. No balls and 2 strikes from Manzano. As a right-hander, already an inning of work as time called as count remains at no balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the 0-2, and it is called strike 3, and Wimmer caught for the punch out. That is the second strikeout for Manzano, first out of the inning, and it brings up Felix Tena, who's 0-for-3, as he looks to continue his on-base streak. As the pitch is swung on and missed, count at 0-1. Here comes the next pitch, and it's a called strike. Quickly, 0-2, as Tena has seen a lot of breaking balls tonight. As that swung on and missed, and Tena is out. He chased a pitch way out of the zone, and Tena's on-base streak looks like it might be coming to an end. That is the third punch-out for Manzano. 2 outs here in the seventh inning, as it brings up Fodrio Cruz. He has reached base twice, a single and a walk, as that's high count at 1-0. So 3 punch-outs now as Tena has been punched out twice tonight. Here comes the pitch to Cruz. That's a strike count at 1-1, and Manzano just ready to go. He's getting on the bump, and not even 4 seconds later, here comes the pitch. And that is up the middle, and the shortstop Naylor is there. The throw to first in time, and a 1-2-3 seventh. We head to the eighth. The Grizzlies lead by a touchdown and an extra point. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of 2 certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We have a couple defensive changes as Jack Mahoney's first pitch is a called strike to Miles Naylor, who's 0-2. Moving from left to center field is Fadrio Cruz, as the 0-1 is swung on and missed quickly. No balls and two strikes. And then now batting in the leadoff spot for Caleb Hobson is left fielder number 15, Brad Cumbest, as he takes over for Hobson. So there is the move as here comes the pitch, and that is just outside. Count of one ball and two strikes to Miles Naylor. Top of the eighth inning, 7-0 Fresno leads Stockton as Mahoney, 7 scoreless innings. As here's a chopper to short, Wimmer's up with it. He's been busy. The throw to first, and it's in time for the out. It goes 6-3 for the first down. It brings up left fielder Clark Elliott. So again, Cruz in center. Brad Cumbus will take over in left field for Fresno. Now the Grizzlies up 7-0, and we'll see if it's just a defensive move to get some guys some extra playing time or if something is up with Hobson, as that's a called strike. Count at 0-1. Hobson was caught looking a couple innings ago on a punch out, so I wonder if they're just going to give him a quick break. As here's a one bouncer off of Hinchman. Mendez now over to Hinchman, and the play's made. What a job by both Hinchman and Mendez. It goes 3-4-3. How did that play get made? If we look at the replay here on Bally Live, the hard rocket, it goes off Hinchman's glove. Hinchman then goes, decides to cover first. Mendez picks it up and puts a perfect throw onto Hinchman. So now two outs as it brings up Nelson Beltran, who's 0-2. What a play. As that's low, count at 1-0, and Jack Mahoney, 7 2/3 innings, is also a career high in innings pitched. He's looking for 8 strong as here's a swing and a miss. Count at 1-1. Jack Mahoney's been outstanding tonight. He's ready to go. 1-2. Or 1-1, I believe, actually. And here's a fly ball to center field. That ball, though, is going to get down, and it's going to split the gaps. Extra bases as Cruz picks it up. Elliott looking for three. He'll stop, put on the brakes, and it's a two-out double for Nelson Beltran. It was Beltran the hitter. Second hit for Stockton, and now it's Carlos Franco who's 1-2. Just the second hit allowed by Mahoney as Beltran put a good rip on it. Fourth double of the season. As Jack Mahoney will take on Carlos Franco, who had a single to end the perfect game bid by Mahoney. So Mahoney will look in. And here comes the pitch to Franco as he looks back the runner at second. And it's a called strike, count at 0-1. Jack Mahoney trying to keep up that scoreless streak. He is currently at 13 2/3 innings. 2 hits and 3 Ks tonight. That's it. Here comes the pitch. And a ground ball to third. Perez is there, and he will throw to first, and a scoop, and it is made in time by Hinchman to end the inning, and Jack Mahoney has 8 scoreless innings. We head to the bottom of the eighth, 7-0 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the eighth inning, 7-0. The Grizzlies lead the Ports, as Jason Hinchman will lead things off. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. Line drive, base hit a left center field. Hinchman's on. He's looking for two. He rounds first. Here's the throw. It's offline, and it's going to be a double for Jason Hinchman. So Hinchman, a double, and he's the in-and-out double-double batter of the game. So Hinchman has a double, and for Fresno, that's their 10th hit of tonight's contest, as here comes catcher Ben McCabe, who's 0-for-3. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Ben McCabe to the plate as he looks to drive in a run. It is 7-0 Grizzlies. Here's the pitch, and McCabe takes it high, count at 1-0. Hummus Republic voted Fresno's best Mediterranean restaurant with 2 locations in Fresno, one right here in downtown Fresno at 2424 Tulare Street. Fly ball right field. It's caught. Hinchman heading to third. The throw is going to be cut off, and Hinchman gets to third as McCabe has a fly out to right. One away is Tevin Tucker will stride to the plate. Tucker, he's 1-for-1, a double walk, hit by pitch, stolen base, and 2 runs scored. One right here in downtown Fresno, 2424 Tulare Street, and another that just opened up on Palm and Knees next to GB3. Hummus Republic Fresno, modern Mediterranean food, pitas, bowls, wraps, 2 Fresno locations. Find them on Instagram and Facebook at Hummus Republic Fresno. We thank Hummus Republic Fresno for being a proud partner and tonight's press box food of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. As Tucker takes a pitch outside, count at 1-0. The Ports infield comes in now. As here comes the pitch to Tucker, and it's a fly ball. That's out to left field. A long run for Elliott. He will make the catch. Here comes Hinchman. The throw is going to be cut off, and it's a sacrifice fly for Tevin Tucker, and it's 8-0 by number 8 in Tucker. So the sacrifice fly to left field. It's an RBI for Tucker. He has 4 over his past 2 games. Hinchman comes in to score. So a run on just 1 hit in the inning. And with 2 outs, here is Brad Cumbist. He took over for Caleb Hobson, who left the game 2-for-4. And now Cumbist in his first at-bat tonight. And the pitch is a strike, count at 0-1. So Brad Cumbist, after the defensive change, hit a home run last night as the pitch is outside. Count at 1-1. 2 outs here in the bottom of the eighth. Number 8, Tevin Tucker, made it 8-0. And Jack Mahoney watches as the bullpen has not been stirring all night. He might have a chance for a complete game in the ninth inning. The Grizzlies have not had a complete game in a while. As here comes the pitch to Cumbist, and it swung on and missed. And that is a strikeout as Cumbist heads back to the dugout to end the inning. We head to the ninth. Jack Mahoney, an 8-0 lead. He's looking for the complete game right after this.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Jack Mahoney is looking for a complete game as the first pitch is high. Count of one ball and no strikes. The only complete game in minor league baseball this season is Rockies left-hander Sean Sullivan. As that's outside, two balls and no strikes. That was in high A Spokane. So Mahoney can become the second Grizzlies pitcher, or actually first Grizzlies pitcher and the second Rockies pitcher to do so. As here's a ground ball to short. It goes 6-3 and Rio is retired. And with one out, here comes Ryan Lasko. He's 0-3. The last complete game for the Grizzlies, 2018. It was Cy Snead. And that was against Albuquerque on June 21st. Literally 6 years to the date. Here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Fresno also looking for their first win on a Friday home game. Start the second half on the right paw as they lead 8-0. Here comes a pitch from Mahoney, and it's fouled off quickly, 0-2. So Chancey Gold has given away $1 million with a Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. Fly ball to right field. That ball will go foul. That's $1 million guaranteed only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. As here comes the 0-2, and it's a ground ball to third. Perez up with it, over to first in time, and there's two outs. It goes 5-3, and here comes Derek Salome. The Grizzlies on shutouts this year in their single season records. Complete game shutouts. There is a select list. Chris Begg, Jason Birkin, Darren Blood, Madison Bumgarner, Austin Fleet. There's been a handful of complete game shutouts as there's a called strike count at 0-1. And Jack Mahoney may be joining this elite group. Cy Snead the most recent as there is a ball low in the count at 1-1. Jack Mahoney an out away from a complete game shutout, the second in minor league baseball. Here comes the 1-1, and it's fouled off the count at 1-2. Mahoney, just two hits allowed tonight. A single in the sixth, a double in the eighth, and the Grizzlies an out away from a shutout win. Mahoney is ready. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. It's a complete game shutout here at Chuck Chancey Park. Jack Mahoney goes the distance. And Fresno, an 8-0 win to open up the second half. Congratulations to Jack Mahoney. 9 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and 3 punchouts. And for the first time in exactly 6 years, it's a complete game shutout here at Chuck Chancey Park. We'll be back with the postgame right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for the postgame show, a wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies defeat the Stockton Ports 8-0 to open up the second half. Fresno now 39-27 overall, 1-0 here in the second half for Stockton. They're now 26-39. They're 0-1 in the second half. Stockton, no runs, two hits, one error, two left on base. Fresno, eight runs, 10 hits, no errors, five left on base. The winning pitcher is Jack Mahoney. And for just the second time here in minor league baseball in 2024, it's a complete game as Jack Mahoney has joined elite company, a complete game shutout. Mahoney, just two hits, a single in the sixth, a double in the eighth inning. He strikes out four en route to the win. He's now 4-4. The loss to Jackson Finley, 0-5. No save. Time of the game, 1 hour and 51 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 5,171. Let's go through the scoring plays. First, let's start with your Grizzlies, who took a 1-0 lead in the first. Andy Perez, a sacrifice fly, scoring Caleb Hobson. In the third, the Grizzlies scoring two runs. It was an RBI single for Andy Perez and then an RBI single for Braylon Wimmer. Those pair of batters were at it again. Andy Perez, a two RBI single in the fifth. Braylon Wimmer, a two RBI single in the fifth as well. 7-0 Grizzlies after a four-run inning. And then in the eighth, Tevin Tucker, he had a sacrifice fly, made it 8-0 from number eight. We're going to take a quick moment to turn off the lights here at Chancey Park as we get ready for fireworks. We'll be back in 10 seconds. So that was the scoring plays for Fresno on the offensive side of things for the Grizzlies. They had two hits from Andy Perez, two hits from Caleb Hobson, and two hits from Braylon Wimmer. Perez and Wimmer combining for seven of the eight RBI, and then Tevin Tucker had the other one. Tucker reached base three times. He also had a sacrifice fly, two runs scored. He was fantastic at the bottom of the lineup. Unfortunately, Felix Tena saw his 24-game on-base streak come to an end as the Grizzlies, they win 8-0. But the man of the hour is Jack Mahoney. And for the first time in 6 years, we have a complete game as the Grizzlies, they defeat the Ports 8-0. The last complete game was versus Albuquerque. It was Cy Snead in 2018, a part of the Houston Astros organization on June 21st, 6 years to the date, and a shutout win as well. Let's go through the players who have picked up shutouts in their career with the Fresno Grizzlies. Chris Heston, two career complete game shutouts. We also have one from Chris Begg, Jason Birkin, Darren Blood, Madison Bumgarner, Austin Fleet, Ryan Jensen, Sun Woo Kim, Andrew Cowan, Shane Lukes, Noah Lowry, Ramon Ortiz, Brad Peacock, Brady Rogers, Cy Snead, Steve Soderstrom, Cesar Valdez, and finally Barry Zito. Jack Mahoney has joined an elite group tonight with a complete game shutout as the Grizzlies, they win by a final score of 8-0. They start the second half off on the right paw as fireworks being presented here at Chancey Park, presented by Hotel Piccadilly, as the Grizzlies are victorious tonight. Stockton, their pitching side of things, Jackson Finley allowed seven runs over four innings, and then a clean inning for TJ Sizz despite two walks, and then Alejandro Manzano, three innings of work. He allowed one run. He struck out four. So the Grizzlies, a big win tonight. And we're back at it tomorrow as the Grizzlies look for the series win over these pesky Ports. They give the ball to left-hander Isaiah Coupe. Fresno lefty Coupe is 4-2, a 4.18 ERA. He'll be countered by Stockton right-hand pitcher Jose DiCochea, a 1-4 record, a 6.21 ERA. First pitch at 6:50 p.m. We'll have the pregame show around 6:35 p.m. as the Grizzlies and Ports continue this six-game series. But tonight, Jack Mahoney is the story, a complete game shutout. Congratulations to Mr. Jack Mahoney. And however you're listening tonight and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in to 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Friday night. The Grizzlies, their first Friday home win. Fireworks to celebrate. We will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.